Well, this can be a really amazing day, can it? It really can. And not just to honor the moms that are with us right here and now. Maybe your mom passed a long time ago. Maybe you kind of had a tough upbringing. But it's good to stop and think about moms and motherhood. You know, when we turned on the TV today, first thing, we thought we would see a whole bunch of wonderful sentimental stuff, really good. But the lead story on every network was what? Abortion. Abortion on Mother's Day. All sorts of facts and figures, signs of people, men and women, marching with signs that said, abortion is essential. Essential to a happy life. This week, I thought at the beginning of this week, I thought this should be happy news. But it's not just about politics. It's really about values. What's the role of every mom? What do? They sacrifice their lives. What's first and foremost is not themselves. This is a grievous thing. I was thinking about, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday as this started to build up. I was recalling a scene when we would take our eighth graders to Washington, D.C., and we would go to Yorktown, into the Battle of Yorktown, where George Washington's forces, led by George Washington and aided by the French, they defeated Lord Cornwallis at Yorktown. This was stunning news, and it broke the hearts and the backs. It was said that was essentially the end of the war, though it would go on for two more years. But as that battle was over, and as the British surrendered their weapons of war, as they walked to what is called today Surrender Field, it said they threw down their muskets. They were weeping, and the music that was played by the British troops was the popular song, "The World Gone Mad," "The World Gone Mad," and I couldn't help but think this week, as I saw this craziness leading up to Mother's Day, this is a world gone mad. Turn with me, please, in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter. And I hope you share my sentiments. Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 2 and 3. Let's begin with verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Once again, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life. Honoring your mother is more than obedience. Paul doesn't say, well, speaking of obedience, if you're going to honor your mother, you will be obedient to her. It'll be just kind of your whole frame of reference. But the word honor has to do with them. It's at its root, it means to be heavy. It means to give weight to someone. If you're going to honor someone, you give them weight. Not like you're putting on the pounds for them, seeing them that way. It means you're saying, you are very valuable to me. You're so valuable. To recognize her worth, to attach a high value to her, to esteem. When I think of you, I think of greatness of soul, greatness of character, greatness of personhood, greatness of spirit. To honor her is to elevate her in your, once again, remembering her importance to you and to many, many other people. In yesterday's service, we honored Bill and we esteemed him in his absence highly because of the character of this man. And moms who are mothers really indeed are people of amazing worth. Our pictures are there to remind us and to tell us, oh yeah, you know, I remember my mom saying to me time and time again, as she grew older, only reached the age of 67, but she said, you know, all the years that you all were growing up, I just prayed that I'd stay well for you, and I never got sick when you were dependent upon me. And she rejoiced in the Lord, not over the fact that she didn't get the flu. She rejoiced in the Lord that she stayed well so that she could take care of and be there for her kids. Honor demands profound respect. And it governs our relationships to the people that we honor. When you honor your mom, you don't mock her when she kind of gets under your skin. You don't say something like, yada, 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 yada. Don't go there again, Mom. Honor is a way of life, and it just, that profound respect, it's like you light up in her presence so that she can hear that respect as you say to her, hi, Mom. Hi. As you submit to her authority and you submit to her wishes, and as she shares insights with you, and as she shares honest, heartbreaking correction, you honor her because you are showing her both for her position in your life and for the and in your memories of her. To honor your parents, to honor your mom, is to show her respect in the midst of her own infirmities. And as her life gets to the point where she can't do everything you'd love for her to do, when she says to you, would you fix my phone? You show her respect when she, I mean, this is natural to you. This is just, you know this thing. And you honor and respect her. You don't say, not again. I showed you that before. How many times is it going to take? That's what moms ask. Dads would too proud? No. Too stupid to know who to ask for help. It is to speak kindly and affectionate. It's to have that tone of voice and use words. I was reading that Winston Churchill, the great statesman, probably the greatest man in the world at that time, who was so significantly involved in bringing this world out of it, the depths of despair during World War II. He was such a prolific author and statesman. But he would talk about when he was growing up, the family had affectionate names for each other, just like affectionate nicknames. And they were all these nicknames kind of revolved around the animal world. Something like, can you imagine anybody calling somebody kitten? Well, I guess a few people could imagine that. Well, that was one of their family names, kitten. I was thinking, I had a name for my mom. I'm not going to go there, okay? It was an animal name, but it was a critter. I meant it truly affectionately, but if I told it to you right now, you'd probably say, that was affectionate? But it really was. Those who honor their moms, honor them, and their fathers, make provision for them in their old age. We talked yesterday about Mary honoring her dad. I tell you, Mary Basham took such amazing care for her dad. Mary is an unbelievably skilled nurse. You'd want a Mary taking care of you if you were in ICU, which was where I first saw her 32 years ago. Amazingly competent and confident. For the last 6 years of her life, she could work very little because she needed to be there to take care of her dad. And she probably brought him back from the jaws of death over and over again, when a lot of people might just say, ship them off. To honor your mother is to care for her in her weaker years. We remember, to honor is to remember them. Whether while they're alive and when they're gone. When they're gone, not to elevate them above, you know, above reality. You don't have to wait that she be, if she was a believer in Christ, she was already a saint in God's eyes, and a chosen one at that. But it's also honoring mom. It's important to rejoice over the great things that happened in her life. And it is also to remember and reflect upon some of the things that were really, really tough for her. Who is it that's grown up in a perfect home that was without some dysfunction in it? But some moms grew up in desperately dysfunctional families. I wondered about my mom. She and her two sisters were all adopted. And she, of the three, was hated by her mom. When you grow up with that, it's a wonder that you would have such a positive outlook on life and pass that positive outlook on to your children and beyond. Moms are to be honored, esteemed highly above everyone else. I want you to take just 30 seconds. Why don't you show somebody a picture of your mom? The second point in this message, this is not going to be as long, nor will the last item be as long, but we want to talk about honoring other mothers besides your own mom. Make sure with it that you look around and you stop and you think about those other moms who've been part of your life and have actually made your life a whole lot better, have actually inspired you. These moms have also been gutsy enough to correct you. I remember a mom across the street from us. She scared the living daylights out of me. She was a wonderfully loving woman, and I think from what my mom said later, she was a Christian. But she told me, she actually said to me, "You know, if you don't behave, I'm going to hang you up on the clothesline by your ears." I think I willfully drew my ears in. So it was just frightening. But in retrospect, I think that she really loved me as she loved her twin boys. Yeah, and I wish I could remember her name now. I was actually at the time so thankful that we moved out of that neighborhood. But honor your other mothers. What does that mean? I want you to think. Write down that question. What does that mean to honor? Honor your other mothers. Well, it's these other moms that have had an influence on you by something that you saw them do. You heard them do this. You came to understand why they invested their lives sometimes in correcting their children. But along the way, you reflected on them. You honor your grandmothers. Most people have probably two grandmothers. What role did they play in your life? I tell you, for those of us who become grandparents, we think this is about one of the most wonderful things that you could possibly have happen in your life. It's such a wonderful thing to see our grandchildren just warm up to and share so much and send text messages to their grandma and to call them up to talk about the Angels game, to take an interest in the tests that they've got coming up. You honor, if these people have had that kind of an impact on your life, understand this is a support network that God put underneath you. The other mothers in your life include your mother-in-laws. And, you know, they may be right now about as different than you are as you can. You just couldn't imagine it. And sometimes you tend to butt heads with each other. I mean, think about this. She took you into her life. You were important to her child, when you came into her life. She really had no say about it, because you were in love, and love trumped it all. When you honor your mother-in-law, you honor you're honoring the Lord God Almighty, because he brought her into your life to also do his work and to knock off the rough edges on you. Honor your mother-in-law. I remember one day when one of my kids, when my mother-in-law was visiting, and man, she had opinions. She had opinions like when one of our sons was getting married, and he was getting married with facial hair. And she said, "You don't want this. Now, I want you to stop and think about this. 30 years from now, you don't want to see your wedding pictures with that facial hair on, do you?" And he said, "Yes, I do, Grandma." Another grandson put on some music that was not her style of music. Just was not her style. And he said, "What do you think of this, Grandma?" And that shrimpy little lady said, "Oh, well, tell me what you like about it." Man, did she trump that one. She really did. took him by surprise, and it's a wise woman. Wise. Moms, we need to honor moms that were like surrogate moms to our kids or to our grandkids. I was thinking about, once again, sorry, not supposed to preach so much about yourself, but I remember my Grandma Ploog. She was a big woman. She was a tall woman, sturdy, and she raised four boys and a daughter. She lost some babies along the way before she actually gave birth, and she was like a mom to her sons and daughters' friends. She made goes back to World War II. She made underwear for her boys' friends, not just for her boys, but also for their friends, out of flour sacks. I think maybe some of you, the way you squirm around, you know what that was like. You can remember. But one of those men who himself never married, but when he would come to town from Verndale, Minnesota, he would he'd say to my dad and his brothers, "I got to go see Ma." She was all those years growing up. She was Ma. And honor those moms in your life who protected you and your friends, those other moms. There's also those other moms that filled that role, filled that gap for many of us who were our teachers. They were our spiritual teachers, our spiritual guides. They may have been moms to other kids in the youth group, but they were there to teach us and to remind us and to listen to our verses. Some of those moms were the ones that took such an interest in us when they said, those other moms, "So what are you going to be doing with your life? Where do you think the Lord is taking you? What do you think the Lord wants you to do with your life?" Wow. That's a critically important part of a young man or a young woman's life. And it may be a mom that was actually not a physical mom, but she took that kind of role in your life that kept on raising the interest, just reminding you, your life is important. Don't waste it. What do you think God wants to do with your life? It'll change a young person's life to hear somebody other than a mom or dad who might seem like they're always nagging on them, to have another woman say to you, "What's God's call on your life?" And you might take that call really, really seriously. I have a friend, a very, very good friend, who's a very successful builder. And on one occasion, there was a relative who was trying to be a mom-like to him, but she said, "So, what do you think God's calling is in your life? What do you want to be?" And he said, "I'm going to be a carpenter." And she said, "Oh, is that all?" What a contrast to somebody, another mom, a friend's mom, who says to you, What do you want to be? What do you think God's calling is in your life?" And he said, "A carpenter." And she responds, "You know, the Bible talks about another carpenter." "Oh, yeah, that's cool. That can actually be a part of a calling, can it?" Also honor those other mothers that surface in the scriptures. I know there's some books out right now, Mothers and Daughters, written. Just important books written by people who love and respect the role of a mom and all those moms in our lives. And I'm thinking about one of the moms that actually, if you know and love the Lord, this mom, this biblical mom, actually is an inspiration, a super inspiration. You don't usually hear about this mom in Mother's Day messages, but she's hardly identified apart from the fact that she had three shapers of our history. And she, it was something about her that prepared them to do what they did. Her name is Jochebed. You find her in one way or another in Exodus chapter 1, Exodus chapter 2, Exodus chapter 6, verse 20, Numbers 26, verse 59, and you also find her in the list of heroes of the faith. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. Just take a quick look. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23. By faith, Moses, her son, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, the lone girl, who probably at mom's instruction brought Moses in that basket out of the bulrushes and presented him to the Pharaoh's daughter. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Think about this. Moses, life was spared because his mom didn't comply with the edict from Washington. I mean, from Pharaoh. A lot of edicts can come down from Washington, and out of fear for what people might think, out of fear for what might be done to us, she just said no. Like the midwives. No, I don't care what Pharaoh said. They're going to take my son and kill him because our people are growing too strong, too numerous. Think of what is described. This is how Jochebed is described. She is a woman of faith, and she's a woman of courage. Faith and courage. And that was the heritage that she gave to me and to us. Where would we be without Moses, the courageous lawgiver who stood in front of Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." There are women in this church that are part of our heritage. And we honor those moms who have taught our kids, who have loved our kids, who have stood beside them and shown an interest in them. And then I would say this last point is just simply this. It's time to honor motherhood. I mean, I couldn't say this more strongly, folks. It's about time we grew a backbone and honor motherhood. I don't care what the polls say about where Americans stand. After 50 years of a sad, hideous atrocity, it's come down to this. It's a woman's rights above a mother's role to love her kids sacrificially. It's a woman's right to choose. In almost every case, she had the opportunity to choose and chose this as the more convenient option. It's no wonder now that in this vast attempt to put everybody, quote, on an equal ground with equal outcomes, that moms have a new label. Along with all the different possible gender names. I looked online yesterday how many genders are recognized in the United States. Today, 56 different genders. You thought you were well educated, 56 different genders. Sad. But the really sad thing is now moms have been reduced to a new title. That new title is not the title God gave to them. It is they are now birthing persons. Birthing persons. I looked and couldn't find a card at Hallmark yesterday that was Happy Birthing Persons Day, but it may have been there. I didn't look at them all. But, you know, I'm making fun of this right now and maybe stepping on somebody's toes. I don't know. But it's time that we stand up to, we go counter-cultural. If our culture is saying you've been reduced to a birthing person, if our culture is saying that we need to get on the right side of history and ultimately be saying to the Lord God, Lord, don't you think it's about time you got on the right side of history? It's time to honor motherhood. This is a great thing that God has designed to shape our lives. May God give us the courage that Jochebed had to step up and fear God, it says, rather than man. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for I thank you for my mom. I thank you for your work of grace in her life and for the work that she and what she did to profoundly impact me and my friends. Thank you, Father, for the way she prepared me. I know she wasn't perfect, but it was just an amazing gift. And I pray, Father, for all of us here that we would also stand up and honor not only our moms and all sorts of other moms that stood by us and encouraged us and challenged us. But Father, I pray that we would also honor the institution that you created of motherhood. Would you stand with me, please? Lord, may we think your thoughts. We know, Lord, that your thoughts are not always our thoughts. But I pray, Father, that our hearts would be soft and pliable. And in the midst of all sorts of craziness that goes on around us, that we would desire to serve you. We know there are all sorts of people in our lives right now for many, many reasons that are hurting. And I pray that in the midst of all of this, we would look to you to help us not only relate, but to speak kind words of truth. Dismiss us now with the peace and joy that we have because you sent your Son to redeem us from ourselves and from this world that so often is a little bit mad. Thanks, Father. We turn to you and We move out with you in Jesus' name. Amen.